This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 8th, Making Restitution. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 6. The Lord said to Moses, "If anyone sins and is unfaithful to the Lord by deceiving a neighbor about something entrusted to them, or left in their care, or about something stolen, or if they cheat their neighbor, or if they find lost property and lie about it, or if they swear falsely about any such sin that people may commit. When they sin in any of these ways and realize their guilt, they must return what they have stolen or taken by extortion, or what was entrusted to them, or the lost property they found, or whatever it was they swore falsely about. They must make restitution in full. Add a fifth of the value to it, and give it all to the owner on the day they present their guilt offering. And as a penalty, they must bring to the priest, that is, to the Lord, their guilt offering. A ram from the flock, one without defect and of the proper value. In this way, the priest will make atonement for them before the Lord, and they will be forgiven for any of the things they did that made them guilty." Recently, a jeweler in my city was sentenced to 20 years in prison for defrauding customers. When people brought in their rings for cleaning, he had swapped fake diamonds for their authentic ones, which he then sold. Over the years, he netted over $500,000 that way. Perhaps you have been victimized by a scam like that. Or maybe you've been dishonest. Maybe you sold a car without disclosing its problems. Or you found someone's wallet but made no effort to return it. Or maybe you dented a stranger's car and drove off without leaving your insurance information. Defrauding or exploiting others tears at the fabric of society by damaging our ability to trust others. In addition, such acts are also sins against God. If anyone sins and is unfaithful to the Lord by deceiving a neighbor about something, thankfully, God provides a solution. Jesus' death atones for our guilt, ensuring that our fellowship with God is not broken. God also graciously points us to a way of reconciliation with people we have wronged. Restitution is a way to make things right with our neighbor. We are urged to repay what we have taken, plus an added amount to compensate for loss. Is there a relationship with someone in your life that needs repair? What will you do to make things right? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for paying the price to make us right with God. Help us also to take steps to make things right with others. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.